This is RNZ Pacific News. I'm Whenau Whanua, Talofa Lava. The chief executive of the Office of the President of Vanuatu says no decision has yet been made on whether or not to dissolve Parliament amid the ongoing political instability. Yesterday, RNZ Pacific reported on information coming out of Port Vila that Prime Minister Bob Loughman's request to President Nikinike Vorobaravu for a dissolution of Parliament had been declined. However, Prime Minister Bob Loughman told RNZ Pacific reporters he is unaware of such a decision. State House Chief Executive Sam Kaipam has since confirmed the President is yet to respond to the Prime Minister's request and is closely monitoring the situation. This means a dissolution of Parliament is still on the cards ahead of Friday's no-confidence vote. The Cook Islands United Party has announced its intentions to file two petitions challenging the 2022 election results. Chief Electoral Officer Tagi Tangi Matua says results are being disputed in the two constituencies of Titikaveka and Ngatangaila. Cook Islands United Party leader Te Ariki Heather says the outcome strengthens the ability of opposition parties to hold government accountable.
Well, it's huge for the outcome. Might be sort of minimal for us, but certainly one adds to the winning candidate anyway. So it's around about 14 or 17 that we feel that should be in our count, and both for the Ngatangia and also for the Titikaveka constituency.
President of the 2024 Olympic Games Committee, Tony Aston Gay, says he is considering environmental factors in Tahiti as a venue for the surfing event. It will be the first time for an Olympic event to take place in the Pacific Islands. In an interview with TNTV, Mr. Aston Gay says the committee is finding ways to create an event that is internationally successful, but also respectful to the locals and the environment.
The reason why we are here is to observe the Tahiti Pro event and whether we can find the balance between this important event and also being sustainable. We are going to preserve and respect this environment by putting temporary infrastructure. We are going to use the space that the population doesn't use and give them back.
A ship in Vanuatu erupted into flames on Wednesday morning off Southwest Bay in the island of Malekula. The landing craft vessel LC Western Star 1 had been transporting fuel from the capital, Port Vila. A spokesperson for the ship's company, Silent World Shipping and Logistics, told RNZ Pacific that no casualties have been reported and the 8 crewmen operating the vessel are safe. The cause of the fire is so far unknown. A coordinated effort is underway in Tonga to resolve the kingdom's lack of access to clean water supplies in the aftermath of natural disasters. Tonga's government launched a two-day convention involving 40 local officials and specialists gathered to brainstorm solutions. Tonga's Prime Minister Huakava Meiliko says access to clean drinking water has been a constant challenge in the aftermath of cyclones and flooding.
Available drinking water was a problem. Distributing water was one of the key responses to these disasters. Securing safe drinking water, sanitation access and good hygiene throughout these disasters were the top priority. The Immediate Response Act activities by both government and NGOs.
French Polynesia's President Edouard Fritch has rejected calls for a government reshuffle. Mr. Fritch acknowledged that part of his ruling Tapura Huiratira party wants changes to the ministerial lineup, but has ruled out replacing anyone. He says mistakes have been made, but the ministers have worked well. Among those urging a shake-up last week is the former vice president and now member of the French Senate, Teva Rotfrich. In the last election in 2018, the Tapura party won 2/3 of all seats. President Biden has signed into law the biggest ever investment to fight climate change in the U.S. The bill includes more than $600 billion of new spending. It also contains reforms to the price of prescription drugs and introduces a minimum of 15% tax for corporations. Mr. Biden says it's one of the most significant laws in American history.
This bill is the biggest step forward on climate ever. And it's going to allow us to boldly take additional steps toward meeting all of my climate goals and the ones we set out when we ran.
The bill is worth considerably less than the original legislation, which Democrats failed to pass through Congress. New Caledonia has recorded 737 new cases of COVID-19 over the week. It brings the total number of active cases in the territory to 1,225. A total of 314 deaths have been recorded since September last year. 66% of the population have been vaccinated. The World Health Organization has vowed it will not allow anything ridiculous as the public submits ideas to rename monkeypox. Early public submissions are not promising, however, including names such as Poxy McPuckface and Trump-22. Pressure is growing for the new name for the disease, in part because critics say it's misleading since monkeys are not the original animal host. To sport, former Manu Samoa international Brenton Helea has announced an end to his rugby career due to a dispute with the Auckland Rugby Union. TV One News reports Helea is unhappy with the Auckland Rugby Union because it refused to punish a player who he says allegedly illegally tackled him during a game last month that left him unconscious. Helea says the Auckland Rugby Union did not accept an appeal. A video of the tackle has gone viral on social media. The Australian government is donating almost $12 million to the Solomon Islands for the upcoming Pacific Games in 2023. The funding is expected to help visiting athletes with accommodation, sporting equipment, and the construction of a temporary venue for open water disciplines. However, Australian Pacific Minister Pat Conroy says Australia is only seeking to help the Solomons and its population. In tennis, the British teenager Emma Raducanu has beaten Serena Williams in the first round of the Western and Southern Open in the U.S. The American, who is 40 years old, left the court in Cincinnati without speaking to reporters after her straight sets defeat. She indicated last week that she was planning to retire, saying she would evolve away after this month's U.S. Open. Miss Williams has won 23 Grand Slam single titles. That's it for RNZ Pacific News and Sport. You can find more updates at rnzi.com.